Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump is promising $42 million for public safety in Wisconsin amid tensions over the police shooting of Jacob Blake and the killings of two protesters. During a visit there Tuesday, NPR's Jen Newman reports that Trump also promised help for businesses damaged during violent unrest over the shootings.
Protests erupted in Kenosha after an officer shot a black man seven times in the back. Trump argued police are sometimes under tremendous pressure and don't always handle it well. He said there are only a few, quote, bad apples. Trump also put blame for businesses vandalized during protests on what he called the radical ideology of the far left.
NPR's Jen Newman reporting. A Louisiana energy company is warning tens of thousands of people in hurricane-damaged Lake Charles that it could take weeks to fully restore power there. NPR's Jan Stewart reports that the lack of basic infrastructure is taking a heavy toll.
On the north side of this devastated city, streets are just barely navigable. They're littered with downed power lines and debris. 15-year-old Quentin Smith lives with his grandma in a house that now has two giant trees lying on top of it. They only have a trickle of water coming out of the faucets, no internet, no power, and almost no way to get information.
Best we could do is get on top of a car, top of somebody, top of the house and get service, but it's at night when it's not that hot.
He says he holds his phone up to the sky to try and learn anything he can about when they might get help. Jan Stewart, NPR News, Lake Charles.
A chicken processing plant in Central California is temporarily closing after nearly 400 workers tested positive for coronavirus, including eight who died. As Alex Hall from member station KQED reports, union leaders claim the shutdown was delayed by county health officials.
Local health officials first ordered the Foster Farms plant to close last week and remained closed until it was safe to reopen. But after a call with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the shutdown was delayed 48 hours. Then the county issued a revised health order that closed the plant and allows it to reopen in 6 days. Geeve Cash-Cooley is vice president of United Farm Workers, which represents about 2,000 workers at the plant.
Why was their delay more important and making sure nobody else dies?
Foster Farms has said it plans to shut down some areas of the plant through Labor Day. The workers will be paid during that period. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.
Congressional investigators say they've identified possible fraud and abuse in the coronavirus relief program. A report by the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus says billions of dollars have been misspent due to a lack of government oversight and accountability. The report claims that more than $1 billion went to companies that received multiple loans. This is NPR News. The National Institutes of Health is declining to endorse the use of plasma therapy to help coronavirus patients. An NIH panel says there's not enough data on the safety and effectiveness of the treatment to make any recommendation on the matter. Tuesday's announcement came after the FDA granted emergency approval for the use of so-called convalescent plasma from people who recovered from COVID-19 in order to treat patients who are hospitalized with the disease. A salmonella outbreak in 47 states linked to recalled onions has now spread to Canada. Dan Karpinchuk has more from Toronto.
The Public Health Agency of Canada has again warned Canadians to be cautious about buying onions. That after reports of 70 new cases of salmonella infections linked to U.S. onions. The total number of confirmed cases is now more than 450, with 66 hospitalized. Officials say one person has died, but they can't say for sure if salmonella contributed to the cause of death. Most of the infections are in Western Canada. A public health notice was first issued at the end of July with a warning specifically about onions from Thompson International in Bakersfield, California, as the likely source of the salmonella outbreak. All onions imported from the U.S. are now under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy III lost a Democratic Senate primary on Tuesday. Kennedy tried to unseat six-term incumbent Edward Markey, who was endorsed by progressive New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Kennedy is the grandson of slain Senator Robert F. Kennedy.